Chapter 1. The Mystery Behind Casanova. If teachers and parents taught subjects in their order of importance to the males receiving their wisdom, history lessons wouldn't invoke Greek philosophers and ancient mystics, presidents and kings, warriors and generals. They would focus instead on Casanova, history's most accomplished and successful lover. He was born in Venice, Italy in 1725, and he died in 1798, numbers that are less important than these. By his own account, over those 73 years, Casanova enjoyed erotic liaisons with 122 women during his travels across Europe as a clergyman, soldier, violinist, and magician. In 18th century France, nobody had more game. But Casanova didn't seduce indiscriminately. He set his sights high and took to bed only those women whose value made them worthy of pickup. These were the perfect tens and near tens of their day, what a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model might have looked like at one of Mozart's recitals, floating from one social set to the next, glancing discreetly over a ruffled fan that obscured a plunging bust line, her hairdo intricately sculpted 3 feet high. They were women of extreme beauty with the highest social ranking, seemingly off-limits to anyone but royalty. Forget Shakespeare's sonnets, the Gettysburg Address, and War and Peace. If Casanova had left behind not just an autobiography, itself wildly popular to this day, but a step-by-step detailed how-to guide to his sexual conquests, it would rank as the most sought-after text in history, next to Holy Scriptures. What wouldn't you or any man give to learn the secret of seducing beautiful women? Just look at the timeless appeal of the Kama Sutra, and then imagine a guide not to exotic sexual positions, but to getting beautiful women attracted to you in the first place. My name is Mystery, and I have written just such a guide, now in your hands. As the world's premier pickup artist, I am the closest thing there is to a modern-day Casanova, although I have already outnumbered him. Like my predecessor, I absolutely adore women. In fact, I fall in love with all of them. But that doesn't make me unique. What makes me unique is that because of the pickup techniques I have mastered, my love doesn't go unrequited, and I'm here to show you how to achieve the same success. The Algorithm for Getting Women. Not only were the Venusian arts, the arts of love, excluded from your curriculum, but they're probably the only discipline teachers didn't try to cram into your brain as you passed from childhood through adolescence and then into adulthood. Let's face it, when you studied algebra at school, the only numbers you really cared about were the measurements of the girl in the tight sweater and the digits you needed to get her on the phone. Those numbers added up to something worth getting your hands on. Enter the Mystery Method. If someone doesn't have health and wants to get it, he or she will need to adopt an algorithm on how to do that, perhaps a new diet and workout regimen. If someone doesn't have wealth and wants to get it, he or she will need to adopt an algorithm for wealth building, perhaps a new investment portfolio. Similarly, in relationships, if someone doesn't have success and wants to get it, he or she will need to adopt the algorithm for success there. I invented that algorithm. I am your teacher, and this is your guidebook to discerning the patterns in dynamic social interactions and then using them to your advantage. This body of knowledge, called the Science of Social Dynamics, has become my life's work, particularly as it applies to the world of pickup. It is about more than seduction and sexual conquest. It also encompasses making friends with men and women alike. But make no mistake, it is first and foremost about getting laid more than you could ever have dreamed possible, assuming that's what you want. And not just laid, but like Casanova, laid by those gorgeous women who have always seemed beyond reach. For him, it was members of the aristocracy. For you, I'm talking about the women you see walking runways in stiletto heels, on the arms of pro athletes and celebrities, and in the pages of Playboy and Maxim.